What is going on, guys? This is your boy Knuckles. Welcome to Eternal Savage Podcast. Oh my God. Hey, did everyone hear about young Draco? Big Soldier? Soldier Boy, tell him. The legend of all the whack shit in the world. The man that made the internet possible. The first rapper to use YouTube. The first rapper to get these flows for all these other rappers out there. The dude that influenced everybody. Did you hear young Draco, who had the best comeback of 2018? Have you heard about it? This Negro is crazy, man. Nobody even heard about this Negro in 2018. But he jumped out of the casket now in 2019, and now nobody can stop talking about this Negro. Drake? You mean the nigga that don't want to hide his kids from the world, but the world can't hide from his son? I can't believe I'm actually quoting this motherfucker. Pretty Boy Swag, yeah. Drake? He's like, Tiger? You know what I'm saying? What? He got one song. I've been doing this shit for 10 years, man. I've been quiet for too long, man. Young Draco is in here, and he is heated. He is hot. He wants his props. He wants his love. He wants his everything. You better give this man his Oscars and his Emmy. Oh, Kanye. Yay. Kanye. You ain't Walt Disney. You not William Shakespeare. You not motherfucking... You ain't motherfucking God. Talk about you all that. Nigga, you the pussy-ass nigga that married a hoe. And it was one of the most craziest family in the world, and then your ass became crazy. You dumb bitch. And all that other fuck shit you doing with Trump. Fuck you with Ye. And honestly, I agree with Soulja on that shit. I'm fuck Kanye all the way with that bullshit. And now he talking about he feel like he being used. But don't you get, bitch. You deserve to get used. You gonna go to Trump. But anyway, back to Soulja. This shit is crazy. We got Soulja Boy. And because of all this shit that he's doing, he's going viral with everything. He's getting millions of views. No. Sorry about that. He's getting millions of fucking views. He's getting millions of plays. Like right now, he's on top of World Star. And this bitch ass nigga. And of course, the music is garbage. I'm saying I don't want no one to think this motherfucker got lyrical or think this motherfucker got some skill. Hell no. This rap, he still do what Soulja do. Whack ass music. Well, he is the godfather of whack ass music. Let's just be real. He did start off the way, like, he is the legit first godfather of the generational rap that don't talk about nothing but have really dope beats and production. He is that. And I give him props for all that. Hey, I don't agree with it, but you did start something that now a lot of people copy the blueprint of. And a lot of other rappers even admitted themselves that they copied the blueprint of Soulja Boy using the internet to their full potential so they can get viral and do all this other stuff. A lot of people did it. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I do music as well. But I'm not going to make music like they make. But I tell you right now, I'll definitely use the blueprint to use the internet to my full capability as well, because I got good music. But you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, it's not about good music. As long as you can be catchy and get a million people to like it, that's all it takes. And don't get me wrong, I make music for all ages of people. But even if I'm making a song that sounds like the music that they listen to, I'm still going to say some real words. You're going to understand what I'm saying. I'm still going to give you, you know what I'm saying, even though we're talking about something comic and basic, we can still put some lyrics to it, a little bit of something. You know what I mean? Like, goddamn, I don't mind. This is how I feel about the music today with these young, when it comes to the young rappers that don't talk about nothing but the same typical shit. You know, drugs, money, weed, pussy, and all that shit. But at least put some lyrics behind it, just a little bit. Like, have the hook supposed to be catchy. The beat supposed to go hard. So that way, because most people, until they love the song anyway, you care about, all you care about is the beat. And then you'll learn the chorus, and then you learn the words. That's how it go. But you can still say real words, even if you're just talking about a booty. You can say gluteus maximus, cheeks, yams, you know what I'm saying, thick cuts, you know, ham hocks. Say something, you know what I'm saying? Say some metaphors that black people understand to an ass. How hard is that? You can put a little thought process to that. It can still, it's just talking about a booty, but you can still be a little bit, say some good dope shit. Just some shit to say, ooh, you heard that line. Something like that. God damn. But you know, it is what it is. Young Draco, this motherfucker And then I'm just saying, just for commentary reasons and just doing this, I had to follow Young Draco. I follow him on Twitter now. I follow him on Facebook. And I follow this motherfucker on goddamn Twitch. I mean, not Twitch. Goddamn, what's it called? Instagram. Because I just want to see what funny shit he going to say so I can have more shit to talk about. Yeah, Young Draco is out here. He's telling you right now he had the best 2018 despite the numbers proving that Tiger had a better single. Because I'm like, hey, soldier, you doing all this other stuff, and good job for you. You're a black brother that's smarter than you act, but you need to start acting how smart that you think you really are, because this shit is crazy. But it is what it is. I want to hear y'all feedback. Definitely hit me up on Twitter at Eternal Savage on Twitter. Holler at me also on YouTube at Eternal Savage Gang. Gang, gang. Hashtag Savage Gang if you support me and the movement. And definitely, we're going to definitely get back to y'all soon, man. Holler at your boy. This is your boy Nux, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Peace.